Good afternoon. From the KWAT newsroom, I'm Mike Tanner. Forecasters are using words like fascinating and historic to describe a weekend blizzard that is just getting cranked up over South Dakota. Heavy snow, wind, and ice are combining to make travel impossible over areas of the state, especially by Saturday. We talked with National Weather Service forecaster Carrie Flegel in Aberdeen this afternoon, and here's that conversation.
It's a fascinating storm, actually, over the southeastern corner of the state. We're actually getting hail, strong winds, lightning. We've actually been issuing a couple of severe thunderstorm warnings down towards the Brookings area, Madison. So lots of different sorts of weather, types of weather coming our way. The nice thing is, I guess, for Watertown, it's snow. It should stay snow. But you definitely could see or hear a rumble of thunder to your south later on this afternoon as the storm comes near our area. But it should stay to our south.
Carrie, as the storm progresses throughout the evening into Saturday, can we expect pretty consistent snowfall up here in northeast South Dakota?
Yeah, for the most part, the next 12 to really 15 hours is going to be pretty steady snow. We are expecting about 3 inches during the rest of the daytime hours today, another 2 to 5 inches during the nighttime tonight, and then about another inch and a half, maybe 2 inches during the morning Saturday before it winds down. With that, we also have some of those strong gusty winds that are going to help reduce visibilities. The strongest winds are going to be diminishing overnight tonight, so the snow will diminish, the winds diminish as we move into the daylight hours on Saturday.
Carrie, if we add up all those numbers you just mentioned, what are we looking at for total snowfall amounts in Watertown? And I know you've been talking about localized higher amounts that are pretty eye-opening.
Absolutely. So for Watertown, we have 8 to 12 inches for storm total. And if you go farther to the southeast, think of Clear Lake area in Dual County, down across into Minnesota, Ivanhoe area. So we're seeing the potential for 15 to maybe even 20 inches of snow there.
My goodness. Travel, I would guess, is going to be very, very poor, if not impossible, this weekend.
Yeah, and you probably heard I-90 from Murdo West had been closed even early this morning. I wouldn't be surprised if we had some more closures or at least, you know, travel not advised sort of reports for later on this afternoon, especially this evening.
There are areas in south central South Dakota that could see in excess of 2 feet of snow with this storm. Matt Dukes at the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls says heavy snow expected across the entire region.
Storm remains on track for the area, bringing very high snow amounts across the area, upwards of a foot or more. And the worst news is the winds continue to remain strong, upwards of 40 to even 50 mile-an-hour winds, beginning later today and then continuing all the way through Saturday.
And Duke says the storm will be slow to move out of our area.
We'll have heavy snow overnight tonight, but that snow is just going to pivot across the area all the way through Saturday. Right now, we're not looking until for snow to taper off until almost Saturday evening. So get ready for at least 12 to 18 hours of pretty persistent snowfall.
Governor Dugard today temporarily closed state government offices in nearly half of South Dakota's counties because of the approaching storm. Dugard ordered only essential personnel to show up at the state offices in 32 counties, primarily in central and western areas of South Dakota. Dozens of school districts canceled classes today because of a blizzard warning that covers almost all of South Dakota. That blizzard warning is in effect until 7 p.m. Saturday for northeast South Dakota, including the Watertown area. Well, the Watertown City Council voted today in support of a plan that would send commercial flights both east and west of Watertown on the same carrier that's been serving the city since 2016. The council voted unanimously to support a plan from Aerodynamics Incorporated that calls for 2 daily flights to Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport and 1 flight per day to Denver. Currently, Watertown air travelers have just 1 option. That's going to Denver. Mayor Sarah Caron says she's been hearing from businesses in Watertown that want flights to the Twin Cities.
And I go around and I've talked to many of the major employers in Watertown, and I'm hearing that we really, really need a Minneapolis connection, and that that's extremely important for business travel. No one will commit to a number of people that would use it, but there's a sense that we would more than make up in employments going to Minneapolis for business travel than by removing one of the Denver flights. So there still is a Denver connection, and it isn't as good as it was. If we can't have our cake and eat it too, but it is, I think that option has the potential for increasing employments.
And Councilman Bruce Buehler likes the east-west option too.
This option too with the Minneapolis flights, I think, is huge. I think that would make a huge difference in the number of folks we're in, the employments that we'll get. Business travelers especially, I think that Minneapolis thing is critical. We've always wanted that. And yeah, we did well with the pier thing, but I think this will help us overall get greater numbers than we've had so far. I really think it'll make a big difference.
Because ADI's air service to Watertown is federally subsidized under the Essential Air Service Program, the U.S. Department of Transportation makes the final call. Watertown's other option was from Boutique Airlines, but their service would come on 8 or 9-seat turboprop planes, as opposed to ADI's 50-seat jets. A Delta Airlines flight made an emergency landing in Fargo last night, 189 passengers on board, heading from Minneapolis to Anchorage. When the crew reported smoke in the cockpit, the plane landed safely at Hector International Airport around 7:30. Attorney General Marty Jackley will go before the U.S. Supreme Court Tuesday, arguing the state's case for imposing sales taxes on out-of-state online retailers. Jackley says this case is about Main Street, South Dakota.
You know, the argument's about the passion that I bring to why South Dakota wanted to do this in the first place, and that is we're fighting for Main Street businesses. We're fighting to give those Main Street businesses that even playing field. And I think that's what this case is really about, and that's what I'm going to lead off with. I mean, it's the reason South Dakota did this. It's the reason it's important. I mean, we're fighting for Main Street businesses across South Dakota and across the nation.
And Jackley says he's been working through many anticipated questions he may get from the Supreme Court justices.
You know, certainly the questions always focus on doctrines. They focus on the law. I'm ready for that. But again, you know, my job is to make sure I do a strong voice for Main Street. And I need to make sure as we bring in the doctrines and the legalities of it, making sure those 9 justices understand what this is doing to those small businesses on Main Street America.
Jackley is hoping that a ruling on this case is released by the Supreme Court by early summer. A Sioux Falls daycare provider has been arrested, accused of abusing 3 kids. An arrest affidavit says the 62-year-old woman was seen hitting, pushing, and dragging the kids by the arm at the Boys and Girls Club daycare in Sioux Falls. Video surveillance captured the abuse. The 3 children were younger than 2, and a police investigator met with the woman earlier this week, and she reportedly admitted to dragging 1 child out of frustration. And authorities have confirmed that the body of a missing spearfish man has been found 3 months after he disappeared in Deadwood. Deadwood Police Chief Kelly Fuller says the body of 28-year-old Christopher Oyen was found Wednesday night in a remote area by a person searching for deer antlers. Oyen was last seen alive on videotape in Deadwood during the early morning hours of January 15th. A blizzard warning in effect for northeast South Dakota, and it includes the Watertown area. It's in effect until 7 o'clock on Saturday night. That's what's happening this afternoon. From the KWAT Newsroom, I'm Mike Tanner.